Today's between master and disciples will be presented in Chinese and English with subtitles in English, Arabic, Overseas of Vietnamese, Bulgarian, Chinese, Croatian, Czech, Slovak, French, German, Hindi, Hungarian, Indonesian, Italian, Japanese, Korean, Persian, Portuguese, Russian, Spanish, and Thai.
福尔摩沙是一个小岛，但遍布大自然的神奇美景。从北到南，北部地区有古城、原住民村、绵延的山峰、美丽瀑布，甲雕刻精油的庙宇。
中部地区有一系列美景，闪耀的海洋、湍急的河流、甲翠绿的松林。南部是本岛出名的文化中心，至今仍然保留真多早期移民初到此地的传统。
2007年初，青海无上师回应了咱世界会会员成立的渴望。伫2007年2月18日，参加新年的庆祝活动，甲来自全世界大约100名的世界会会员甲贵宾，伫福尔摩沙欢庆今年的旧历新年。
伫这个吉祥日节的当天。也是全球优秀领导奖的颁奖典礼，青海无上师颁奖予菲律宾前总统罗穆斯，阁是和平奖基金会会长曼纽尔·莫拉托先生，甲参议员赫赫森·阿瓦雷兹，表彰因伫菲律宾对优乐难民所做的慈善义举。
现在邀请你做回聆听青海无上师的开始，主题是西班牙故事阎罗王的丈夫。1995年7月15日，讲在福尔摩沙西湖。
No, maybe some treasure that she kept away from me, or some good toy that she didn't let me play.Yeah, old women are always like that. They're attached to something personal, and they don't share it with others. Now let me open, see what happened. It can't be harm, because how can a small pot like this hold the devil inside? You know, she must frighten me so that I will not disobey her, and then she keep her treasure for good. So, one by one, she opened. Open out. And then, jump! Come out the devil.First very small, and then bigger, and bigger, and bigger, and bigger, until he touched the ceiling, and then he stopped. And he was very, very frightening. And now, the boy was frightened, but he was very clever, because the devil threatened to kill him. But the boy said, well, you are very ungrateful, aren't you? Huh? I just set you free.And now you want to kill me. What's the devil is that? So, the devil was feeling a little bit ashamed, you know. After all, he has principle. You know, devil, they have the principle. They think they do. So the devil say, well, okay, then what do you want? And then the boy say, all right, give me maybe some money, huh? Like everybody else, I'll say, capture somebody, huh? And then...One kidnap somebody and one ransom. Okay, so to the devil, money is nothing. Money is nothing. So he just waved his hand in the air for something like a few seconds. And then here, the handful of gold. And then he throw it to the boy, and then run back to his house. Oh, when he get home, all his disciples came out, greet him. Yeah, and oh, they were so very excited to see him again. Their boss come back, and then one is massaging him, and the other one brushing his hair and combing his beard and making him beautiful again with the horn, sharpen his horn and cleaning it, because after 10 years in the pot, some, you know, rust have set in and things like that. So they use the best shampoo from the you know, Beverly Hills to wash his hair, his horn and his beard and everything, and trim him again and make him look a terrific, good-looking devil. Mm. And then they all ask him, but where have you been for so long? We all miss you so much. So many devils here we don't know how to deal with. They mean the bad people from earth. You just go and then you left us for 10 years or something like that. And we have so many punishment where we don't know, a new method we dare not try because you're not home. So now you're home, we're going to have fun. Mm. So he was telling them about his adventure, and he said to the devil, his disciple devil, his subordinate, said, I tell you what, the best advice for me, never ever you appear on the planet Earth, okay? Because it's terrible there. I tell you, it's hell out there. Oh, if you go there, if you ever go there, then please, please take advice from me. Don't ever go near the house of Lolita. Do you hear me? If you go there, she will make sausage out of you. She makes stew soup out of you. And then you probably never see your soul again. So everybody, every devil in the hell was very, very astonished and frightened. You know, all their horns stood up, you know. And they say, no, we promise. According to what you say, we would never go there for heaven's sake. All right. So there they together and then happy together, and every day they barbecue the human beings that happen to fall in there and then have fun. And that's their life. And then as the year goes by, you know, the devil chief have also forgotten the ordeal that he has experienced on the surface of the earth. So everything's happy now, everything's okay. But as God wanted, one day, the woman, Lolita, the witch, fell ill, had a heart attack, and died. And she went around somewhere, you know, and she was thinking to herself, as her soul left the body, she said, my Jesus, am I bored to death, bored to death. My daughter married, and now I die. And my son-in-law has escaped. I have nobody to play with. So boring. The devil must have hidden himself in hell. I'm going there to find him. So there she are. She catch the number 666 bus and went to the hell gate, ring the bell, and waited. Now, and somebody opened the door. You know, the two horns. Devil, small one, opened the door. The guard of the door. I don't know why they need a door guard in hell. Except Lolita, I don't know if anybody really wants to go there. The people inside cannot get out. And the people outside don't want to get in. So why they have the door guard, I don't know. And they even have a door. And a doorbell. Okay. So anyhow, she will win there, and the devil, small one, opened the door. And he asked, well, what do you want here? Are you on the name list? What's your name? He said, never mind about my name. My son-in-law is your chief. Tell him come out and greet his mother-in-law here. Okay. So the devil already heard of her reputation, immediately locked the door twice, turn all the curtain down, and then run for his life, come inside. And catching his breath, he reported to his chief, "Oh, disaster, disaster, disaster. Oh, disaster. Oh, my lord, disaster has come to us. Now we all finished." "Oh, terrible, terrible. May God bless us. May God help us. We are going to be finished." And then the chief said, "What's the matter? What's the matter? What is it all about? Will you tell me? Will you stop it and tell me?" And so the boy say, "Your mother-in-law is there." So the chief fainted on the floor. Our chief devil fainted on the floor. I say, "My God, heaven forbid, how the hell she got here?" So then any of them don't know what to do, and so the chief say, "Don't you ever let her come in here, because if she comes here, we finish." When I think of 10 years suffering in her hell, I think I can't bear it anymore. And then said to all of them, "Put on the electric defense system. Prepare the atom bomb. Preparing the UFO and the rocket in case we have to flee to Mars. In case if it's not safe for us here, we have to be prepare everything. Prepare for the worst. If she storm in, if the atom bomb couldn't destroy her, we have to flee to Mars or Venus. Because we can't stay here if she comes." And so anyway, meanwhile, they all prepare, and then all the double doors and the heavy metal door and locked and with magnetic lock and electric lock and atom bomb ready, with remote control, and everything were ready. And all kind of weapons, all kind of modern weapon equipped, and all the devils are equipped himself with jacket, helmet and gas mask, everything ready. And then the chief also equipped himself with all kind of protective method. And then he still did not leave his throne. He spoke from outside through the microphone. And he said, "Dear mother-in-law, please greet it. But we are full here for the moment. We all occupy. As you know, hell is a very busy place. Every day we are booked to our capacity. And there is no place at all for your reverend presence. So please go elsewhere. And whenever, if we have a place, we will notify you 2 weeks in advance." But all he hear in answer is cursing and stomping and bumping at the door, and look like he's going to invade in any minute. So anyhow, luckily there's one devil, is a very smart. He has a little good idea, So he was staying from inside, He used a very long soft stick. And because the mother-in-law is very nosy and keeps saying, "Oh, my beloved darling son-in-law, please open the door. I want to see your lovely face. I'm your mother-in-law here. You don't remember our relationship for 10 years? We know it each other for so long, you cannot just forget me. Let me in, please." And she stick her nose in between the crack of the door and look inside, and nose inside, see where the son-in-law is. So the little devil, the cute, the small little devil, like all the children, he know all kind of tricks to annoy the adult. So he get a very long stick, soft at the end, rubber. And then he put it in her nose. And squeeze pocket, so she was keep ashum all the time. And then until she was very exhausted and tired, and very itchy all the time. Her nose was swollen, and she can't bear no more, and she can't call anymore, so she was very disappointed that she's not wanted in hell. All right, finished? So if you don't want to go to hell, just be like this mother-in-law. And then even devils don't want you. So never listen to the devil, huh? Only listen to your good conscience and everything's all right. Whatever the good things, we must do it right away. And whatever is not good, whether we're healthy or wealthy by it, we don't do. And that's a very standard, no secret. So, I wish you everything good. And a very quick enlightenment every day. Only listen to your good conscience and everything's all right. Whatever the good things, we must do it right away. And whatever is not good, whether we're healthy or wealthy by it, we don't do. And that's a very standard, no secret.
真欢喜您收看今仔日师徒之间的节目，现在请继续收看吴雄师电视台《动物世界》。咱的厝边，吃咱身后马上播出，愿恁的生活享有性爱甲加持。
We enjoyed your company today for Between Master and Disciples, and now please stay tuned for Animal World, our co-inhabitants. Coming up next, right after noteworthy news, here on Supreme Master Television. May your life be blessed with divine love.